Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we are joined by the only man left on Earth who stonewashes his own genes, Dr. Pants, as we discuss a new Black Zarek reveal. X-Transbots has a G1 Streetwise on the way, and Flame Toys is bringing us a new Windblade to play with. Today is Wednesday, April 7th, 2021, and this is episode 428 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that's seen enough Unicron quotes on social media this past week to last a lifetime. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and it pleases me to be the first of the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Perhaps I have misjudged you. Proceed on your way to oblivion.
Scott, the illustrious Dr. Pants.
Your bargaining posture is highly dubious.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
You underestimate me, Charles.
Do I?
Always. Let's talk Transformers.
For a time, I considered sparing your wretched podcast of Transmissions, but now you shall witness its dismemberment.
No! Thank you, guest John Paul Bove.
It's really impressive. It's really, really impressive.
Some people get all the talent.
They could spread it around. I could use some.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're here, Dr. Pants. You know, we didn't invite you on just because you're, you know, rugged good looks.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, thank you.
As always, we start the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the show. We really appreciate it. And if you are not a Donatrion and would like to become one, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. You can sign up either on Patreon or PayPal. One of the perks of being a Donatrion is you get access to the early uncut versions of the Empire of Rust Transformers Live Play RPG podcast that is part of the Transmissions Network. And that podcast is done by our awesome producer and editor, Mike, and his team of Transformers players. And this week, Empire of Rust episode 47, Operation Tea Time, is out. This is the exclusive uncut version, and so this is only for Donatrions. The regular version of episode 47 will be out the following week, but right now, this is the early bonus, and it's already out. If you have access to the Patreon page or to the PayPal Dropbox, you should have access to it. So this came out on Monday, April 5th. So it should already be available to you and enjoy. And as always, don't spoil it for everyone else who doesn't get the episode until next week. Also, last week, we had a special event because we got to participate with the Nerdstradamus podcast, March Mechness. And this is because Dr. Pants is one of the main people behind Nerdstradamus. So Dr. Pants, tell us about this. What happened and why were we there?
Well, it was pure amazing content is what it was. But first off, thank you guys for joining us. So at Nerdstradamus, the past 3 years in March, we call it March Mechness because I love robots and we have to celebrate that. So we do it in March and we always do some kind of thing. Typically a lot of it is Transformers and Gundam related because that's two of my favorite hobbies, but we try to sprinkle everything in. But for this year, we got you guys on to basically do a nice big video talking about Transformers video games. And then we all pitched what we think our perfect Transformers video game would be. So, yeah, everyone should check it out. It was a really good discussion. There were a lot of really good ideas. The video is up on the Nerdstradamus YouTube channel. I'm sure you guys will have a link in the show notes. Or you can also visit Nerdstradamus.com. It's right there on the front page. So,
awesome. Yes, and we will have a link. And, I think I forgot to retweet it. So I will definitely retweet it on the Transmissions Twitter this week so everyone can check that out. All right. Lastly, before we get into toy news, we have an update for America's Next Top Podcaster. So this was week 4, the Science Education Podcast Challenge. Jeremy, do you want to tell us what happened here?
No.
Oh, no.
I got kicked off this week. It was, I mean, so at least, you know, I made it this far, but I did the editing on my team's podcast, and it just, but I don't know. I think it was a combination of a few things, but we did a science education thing talking about CRISPR, which is gene editing. And I think it was just probably too deep of a topic for what the judges were looking for. And they, I said in my exit interview that they made me feel like I felt in high school when my parents were like yelling at me about something that I knew was stupid that I did. And it's not a good feeling.
No.
Yeah. But, you know, it was bound to happen. I thought I was going to be gone the first week, and I made it this far. So still keep listening, because there are still a lot of great people on. And I was never my pick to win the whole thing anyway.
So. No. Well, I will still say boo, boo, boo.
Boo, I say.
Boo this podcast, boo.
Yeah, and who knows? There might be a chance for me to show up on a future show. I mean, I know they do kind of a, like all reality shows have like a reunion type episode. Mm-hmm. But in the past seasons, they have pulled people that were kicked off back to kind of help one of the finalists, like they get to pick a few people to help them. So, you know, I might be involved in one of the last shows too. I don't know yet.
Cool.
Well, neat. I was not happy with the way everything kind of went down either. The way I saw it was you won your previous challenge. Then for winning, they broke you guys up and put you on another team, which I thought, this is not a good prize. And then your new team that you're on loses, and then you are the one kicked off of that. You know, it reminded me of back when I was working a part-time job, and I got asked to come in for somebody who couldn't come in. So I did somebody a favor, and on that particular shift, I screwed something up and got fired. So I was like, this is bullshit, man. Like, I'm not even supposed to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be like any other reality show where they're doing it for to create the most drama. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I actually haven't listened to any of the America's Next Top Podcaster. I don't know how much drama is going on in this.
There's really no drama. It's like the most friendly reality show you've ever heard.
I think that their thinking behind breaking up the teams was that the teams got unbalanced because this one particular group kept losing, so they were down two people. But the way they broke things up, I think, was not fair to the winning team.
No,
right? I mean, like, they really should have kept my team together, and I think there were five people on the other two teams combined. Mm-hmm. Just put them together, have a 4-5.
Yeah.
Instead, they took me and Audie from my team, put us on other teams, and I think they moved a couple people back. I don't know. They just moved people all around for seemingly no reason to me. But I think if they hadn't, we would have kept winning.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, your former team still won.
Right. Exactly. Which had two of the people.
Yep.
Of course, one of them is a scientist.
Yeah. Oh.
So, you know, they kind of had a leg up.
Yeah, and their reasoning behind getting rid of, well, I mean, you actually did the final edit for the previous week too, with where you won. So,
yeah.
You know, that their reasoning about, well, he was responsible for the final edit, so it's really, you know, takes the most responsibility. I thought,
no.
Okay.
The content of the episode is where the most responsibility is. You can only edit so much. You can't add stuff into it to make it better.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, Mike knows all about this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been trying to make us better for years. Yeah.
That's not what I meant. I didn't mean to say you guys were bad and Mike was making you better. That came out wrong. I'm sorry. I meant Mike knew about editing. Oh.
Yeah. But I will say that I have more thoughts. I probably will record something to put on like my Yakko Yaks feed about it. But also, I'm thinking about getting my first team together to record an extra after everything is over. I think that might be fun. Mm-hmm. So we might do that and, you know, put it out on our extra feed.
Yeah, those guys sounded fun. So I think that would be great.
They were fun.
All right. Well, let's try to move away from this kind of downer topic. But we are proud. We are very proud of you, Jeremy. Thanks for doing a great job representing us and representing yourself as one of America's greatest next top podcasters. We still think you deserve that title.
I'm one of the 12.
Best. Yes, you are. You are.
Because I'm
good job. Do we have gold stars? Can we give him a gold star?
if we'll.
That works.
Yeah, there you go.
I pushed the button for myself.
Well, you do everything. You're so versatile in your podcast expertise.
I am.
All right, let's get into the toy news now.
Well, all right. Let's start off this week by talking about a new third-party combiner. Why not? So this is a new figure or multiple figures from X-Transbots, and they're calling their combiner Bastion. And this is their version of G1 Defensor. And this, I mean, it looks pretty good. They're releasing the renders of their Defensor figure and the prototype images of their Streetwise figure, which they're calling Fuzz, which I like. I actually like the name that they've given their figure, Fuzz, because it's, he's that's a good name. Their Streetwise figure looks okay. It definitely is in prototype stage. It's still needs some work, but it looks good. And yeah, I mean, it's got the look of what Streetwise should look like, and the Defensor is sitting at 51 centimeters tall. I gotta get my tape measure here. Oh shit, I dropped it.
I believe it's like 20 inches.
Hey, settle down. It's 20 inches. You don't take this away from me.
Daryl, he is an
engineer. I'm faster than Daryl's tape measure.
I couldn't get to it, and then it fell. But
you stole my thunder on Unicron last week, so I had to steal. I had to steal it back.
But I do have to say, I kind of like it. It looks really good. So this is going to be. It looks like it's going to be in direct competition with the Perfect Effect Defensor, which, I mean, that's heavy competition for any third party company, because their pieces, their feet and their hands are all integrated into the figure. So that's a big selling point here. Also,
did you mean Mastermind Creations?
Well, it's a Perfect Effect figure, isn't it? But yeah, they're the same company, Perfect Effect and Mastermind Creations. But is it under the Mastermind Creations, banner, or is it under Perfect Effect? I thought it was, or no, sorry, Perfect. I keep saying Perfect Effect. It's
you're thinking Ocular Max.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Sorry. Okay. Ocular Max. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. I got my third party companies mixed up. Yeah. So Ocular Max.
Toy guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy. Yeah. So this is the, this is a big selling point for third party, combiners, is the integrated, hands and feet. So, and I also think that something going against this combiner is the fact that it is from X-Transbots. So we talked about it a little bit last week with their Galvatron, that they're, you know, they've waited 6 years to put out. Their track record is not, you know, great. They have good stuff out there, but there's a lot of blemishes along the way. So, you know, Maybe this will be great. I don't know, but I know that the Ocular Max one is probably going to be really good. So, you know, do you risk it? Do you go with the X-Transbots one? Because this is, you know, something different. It might be cheaper. We don't really have any cost or choice on pricing or information on pricing here. All we have is this render and a picture of a prototype Streetwise. So, what do you think? You know, if you have any comments as listeners, let me know if you're interested in going in on any of these combiners. But for now, let's start with Dr. Pants. What do you think of the X-Transbots Bastion? Yes, that's what they're calling him.
I like parts of it. The thing that bothers me, though, is the proportions look odd. I feel like the bottom half is too small for the top half. I want either, like, like a slightly wider waist or something. Something looks off. But the arms and leg components look really cool. Also, the torso looks like it needs just a bit more detail in it to match it, particularly like blades and first aid. They look like they have a lot of really good detail in them, but the torso looks pretty blank. But again, this is just renders, so wait and see the final product. Aside from the proportions, it looks really, really good. I like Defensor. It's a really cool combination of a bunch of different figures. I've always had a soft spot for Hotspot too. So,
okay,
really, really, really cool. And I think the Streetwise looks pretty nice. I kind of like it. It does need more work, obviously, because this is just a prototype. But I think that turned out pretty good. The proportions look nice. It looks like Streetwise. It looks more like Streetwise than the Combiner Wars figure did.
Yeah.
But that might not be hard to do. No. I like how big it is, because I love that they're making these Combiners gigantic now. Because 20 inches, I mean, that's just a little bit taller than Combiner Wars Devastator. So he'll fit in with that. That's really cool. Unfortunately, I already actually have a Defensor. I have TFC's, I can't remember what it's called.
Oh my, that's an old one.
I found it at my very first TF Con. Somebody was selling it for really cheap, and I snagged it, and I like him. He's a better representation of Defensor, I feel, than the Combiner Wars one was. So, he will sit in my display. But this doesn't look too bad. I want to see how it turns out, though. And, I mean, X-Transbots has been doing better. They just did their Menasor, didn't they? And that was pretty good.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they did. Yeah. So, I mean, it's up to everybody, their own personal choice of what they think. I definitely see what you're saying here. And that's a good point to make. I didn't really realize that Combiner Wars Devastator was only 18 inches tall. I just looked at it myself here. And so 18 inches or 45 centimeters. So this is a good 5 or 6 centimeters taller, and that's pretty cool. That's a decent sized figure. I'm just kind of looking up at my Devastator right now and thinking, yeah, that's a pretty tall figure, but this is going to be taller, so that's pretty good. That's pretty giant. Jeremy, what are your thoughts on X-Transbot's Bastion here? Do you have any connection to the name Bastion?
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
No. I can see Dr. Pant's point on the proportions. I think the legs are a bit small. I wonder if maybe like the torso wasn't as big, because I think that's throwing off the size of all the other components. Mm. You know, I think they were trying to hit that 20-inch mark, and the easiest way to do it would have been the centerpiece that holds everything else together. And I don't know, it's just... Proportionally for these, I can see, you know, a motorcycle is not going to be as big as a car, but these toys are going to be the same size. And the same thing with an ambulance and a helicopter. So it just scales all over the place for the individual components. But it does look really good combined. It does look very plain, but we don't, you know, paint apps and everything will make a world of difference on there. But the I think the bones are there for a good figure, even with the weird proportions. And then Fuzz, which I agree is a great name. It's like right out of like a Dragnet or, you know, like a 60s cop show. Mm-hmm. I think it looks good. It, you know, obviously there's nothing much there in terms of decals, but you can see like, looks like maybe the headlights flip up if that's the piece on his wrist, if that's what that is. Or
I didn't even notice that. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that would be neat in car mode. I don't know if that's the right piece or not. Maybe it's just a gun that flips out, but something happens there. But yeah, it's a really neat looking figure, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what changes they make and where it goes from here.
Cool. Obviously still the third party, still the one place you can guarantee to find rubber wheels on figures. So, Charles, I know that you have a strong attachment to the name Bastion, as a the Never Ending Stories number one fan. what are your thoughts on Bastion here?
So that's a deep cut, Daryl.
that's where I got to go these days. I mean, all the shallow cuts are taken.
I wonder if the Hotspot figure will be named Atreyu now. So Maybe we'll see when we get the individual figures. But I got to say, I mean, I agree with what everyone else said. The hotspot torso is very plain, and the proportions don't bother me so much, but the plainness of the hotspot torso is kind of just throwing me off. The arms and legs all look sufficiently detailed, but that torso just looks weird. Okay. And I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see them uncombined to see how each of the individual figures look, but right now it's not hitting for me. It's very meh. I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. All four of the limbs definitely have almost a real world style of detail. And then the torso, the hotspot torso just is almost a G1 animated show kind of level of detail where it's almost non-existent.
Yeah. Right.
It just doesn't kind of match. Maybe it's just because it's not there yet. It's not ready. So we can hope that it'll get there, or, you know, like I said at the start, this is just a CG render just to kind of show you, you know, how tall it is and where everything's going to be and look, and the general idea of what the combined mode is going to look like. But yeah, maybe the hotspot still has another level of detail to get. But yeah, no, that's this is what I had to show this week. We'll follow this as much as we can, and we'll see what other members of the NeverEnding Story get added to this. Jeremy, what do you got?
Well, first, was NeverEnding Story the one with the weird couch monster creature?
No, that was Return to Oz. That was the Dorothy comes back to Oz.
That always freaked me out.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Whoa, that just pulled something out from the back of my brain that I didn't think was there.
All right. Well, back into Transformers, we have pricing and pre-orders for the Flame Toys Windblade model kit and a lot of new pictures. It will be $50. You can pre-order it pretty much wherever you can get Flame Toys figures. And this is, like, I think we'd already seen the new design, but some of these poses are really pretty cool. Like, she can do a superhero landing, like lots of interesting poses with the sword. It amazes me with these model kits, how engineered they are, especially like having put one together, you know, you're seeing how you're doing the joints. It's a long way from those model kits we had in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this looks really good. This new design really more resembles the Windblade character model that, you know, we were expecting. And, you know, I think it looks fantastic. I am on the fence. Probably I will get it, maybe not pre-order, but on during the summer. One thing I really like about these is you don't have to paint them. So everything comes on its own colored sprues. Dr. Pants, I'll start with you. Have you gotten into these model kits? Do you think you'd pick this up?
I have gotten some of the Flame Toys model kits. I have the Attack Mode Optimus Prime, and I have a Starscream. It's been mentioned on here many times. I'm a big plastic model builder. I'm really big into the Gundam model kits, and I would love to get more of these. It's just been a little bit difficult to get out and purchase them, and online they've been out of stock a lot lately. So, looking at this one, I was originally, when they announced it, I was down for it, because the idea of doing a Windblade kit was really cool, but now that I'm seeing it, there's a couple of things that turn me off to it, and one of the big things is I can almost guarantee this kit's going to be really sticker heavy. Because while you're right that you don't have to paint it, because most of it comes on multicolored screws, there's so many little details in here that if it's not stickers, the part count is going to be through the roof. So,
oh yeah, I forgot that there are a lot of small stickers.
Yeah, so I'm expecting that, and stickers drive me nuts because they make me want to paint it, and I'm not that good at painting yet, so I kind of don't want to do that. Also, this kit reminds me of kind of what you see a lot out there, which is like the Anime Girl model kit. There's a lot of different companies who do that kind of thing, and honestly, that's probably what this company was going for with this, and I've built one just to try it, and in all honesty, I wasn't real impressed with it, because it's thinner and not as bulky as a lot of other kits, it feels a little bit more fragile. I don't think Flame Toys would do that, because their kits are pretty solid, but smaller, thinner kits like this are never my thing. And Yeah, I think I'd have to see people like actually build it and how it turns out in the end before I jump on it. I will say that the wings, it looks like there's translucent pieces in there for the turbines. And it also looks like that same translucent color is there for the eyes, which is really cool and a really nice detail.
Yeah, and then her sword is also translucent purple.
Right, and that looks really, really cool. I'm also hoping that all the gold that you see in the joints and some of the details, it is that color gold. A lot of times in model kits, when you get gold plastic, it is that swirly injection gold color, and it's garbage, and I hate it. So I'm hoping this looks good. And the other thing I'm worried about is the face. That, like, all the detail in her face, is that going to be, like, pre-molded, pre-painted like some model kits do? Or is it just going to be stickers you're going to have to put on? Or is it separate pieces? I don't know. I need to see this come out before I dive into it. It could be really cool, or it could be a nightmare.
Yeah, and, you know, those are all really good points. Charles, how about you? Are you going to buy this and have it sit on your shelf next to your boxed Autobot Megatron?
I do like Windblade, but this is too far of the anime girl aesthetic for me. This is just not what I'm looking for in my robotic characters. Like, I really would prefer a more, like, less rounded, more robotic, less human proportions. I mean, like, when I look at her, I mean, I'm not trying to sexualize her, but when I, like, it looks like she's wearing a thong and I kind of can't unsee that. I don't know why. It's, you know, it's just a little bit, you know, too anime girl for me, and not, you know, too much anime girl, not enough, you know, giant robot.
So you're not looking for a robo waifu, Charles. That's what you're saying.
Pretty much. I'm, you know, I prefer my robots to be robots, not. not other things, which I won't mention what those are.
You aren't into pretenders. Yeah.
No, I'm not into pretenders, no.
All right. Well, Daryl, judging from trips to the store the last few weeks, you are into pretenders.
I like pretenders, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's I have a very similar opinion to Charles, where this isn't really the Windblade that I would have expected to get or want, and likely won't be buying. But I can definitely respect the design. So the design it's super detailed, and the detail on the face, Dr. Pants has me rethinking all of this now. If this is all painted, then, you know, I'm really happy. If it's a sticker, then I hate everyone. but it's like, the design is gorgeous. And if this is, you know, this is a really, you know, hyper detailed Windblade figure. And, you know, if you're into this, then this is awesome. You've got something that's, you know, that kind of crosses both fandoms. You've got, if you're into anime girl stuff, if you're into Transformers, then this is a bit of both, you know? Yeah, there was a little bit of controversy with it again. I think this kind of stuff is always going to kind of draw out controversy. I try and remind people of where this stuff kind of comes from. It's a licensed Hasbro, product, but it is designed in Asia, you know, by Asians, and they design it for their market because that's what they know. They don't, they live where they live and they know what they know. And if they're designing something, they're not going to design something for the Western audience, because that's not what they know.
I mean, like Dr. Pants was saying with the anime girl, you know, figures are very popular.
Yeah.
They're way more popular than we realize.
And this is targeting that market too.
Yeah. And the model kits for anime girls have gone crazy the past few years, because it started with like one company doing it. And now, like, every kit that does model kits in Japan, they're all kind of doing their own thing now.
Yeah.
With anime girls. So it doesn't surprise me that Flame Toys is trying to get in on it, because they know it makes money.
Of course. And Hasbro's a company. They want some of that money. So why wouldn't they get in on this? Sure, they've got to keep the fans happy, because this is who this is for. You know, if you've got, you know, if somebody's grandmother or mother is buying this for their 8-year-old, somebody's made a mistake along the way. right? Because this is, you know, this is not meant for them. Even if you were to buy a male character, an Optimus or a Starscream or something like that, that's a mistake has been made, because these are a chore to put together for anybody who's a, you know, not willing to do it. Like, if a kid opens this, if I was a kid and opened one of these model kits, you know, wanting to mess with the figure and saw just sprues of parts, I would be pissed, right?
Yeah. Like,
so I would have been thrilled, but that was me as a kid. So
if you're expecting to open it up and play with the figure and you've got to put it together first, like, oh my God, now I've got to work to get the figure. Like, so I, you know, the point that I was trying to make on social media was that you just let people like what they like, you know, and if they're not hurting anybody, then don't bother trying to destroy something that's, you know, that's bringing people happiness, right? And the main point was, is that I'd already made it, is that you try and remember where it's coming from, right? We are North Americans, and we are all raised in this North American society and ideals, and there are an awful lot of other countries out there that do things vastly different than the way we do. And if you look at the way that they do things, and if you kind of step out of your bubble, you can kind of see things from a different light. And it's, yeah, it may seem odd. And this is one thing that I was taught when I was an exchange student in the mid-90s, is that you don't say things are stupid or that's weird, right? When you see something new, if you're in their country, you say, oh, that's different, right? Because it's odd or weird or that's dumb, right? Because this is the way they've done things, and this is the way they will continue to do things, right?
And you're the weird one.
You are the weird one to them, right? So you can't just say, oh, this is stupid, change it to the way I want to do it, right? And this is the Asian culture coming to North America in this figure, right? If you like it, fantastic. If you don't, I'm sorry. Don't buy it. But there are a slew of other Windblade figures you can buy. If you're upset because you really wanted a Farai model kit, then you're out of luck. This is the one that they're producing. But, I mean, this is it. There's a lot of other stuff that you could be mad about that's not a toy. So, yeah. But anyway, I like the figure. It's not for me. I'm not the kind of guy that buys anime girl stuff, like Charles said. But this is a beautifully engineered figure. It looks like really, really sharp. And if it's not painted, then if it is stickers, then it's going to be a nightmare, like Dr. Pants said. But I'm really happy with the way that it turned out. But again, it's not for me. So if you're looking at it, judging the way that it looks and stuff like that, you can judge. You can be fine. Just don't try and wreck it for other people.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, that is all I got this week. Dr. Pants, what do you have?
So I have a big announcement from Generation Selects. They're releasing Titan Class Black Zarek, which a lot of people were half expecting to happen. But Black Zarek is a repaint of Scorponok, coming from the Master Force cartoon, which we didn't get here. And I'm pretty sure we haven't gotten a legitimate Black Zarek figure here in the States ever. And the original one are few and far between because of gold plastic syndrome. So getting this, getting a new one is pretty cool. All we've seen so far is just kind of like a digibash of the body with a prototype new head that turns into like the red crowned head of Black Zarek. And he does come with the red spear, which I think is called like the Tyrant Spear or something. But we've got some renders of it. We can see the headmaster transformed to like the deluxe size figure. He's got an eye patch and his chest is blasted open to emulate how he looked on the show. We get to see some prototype images. And I mean, it's a repaint of Scorponok. If you've seen Scorponok, you kind of know what you're getting into. If you're a fan of the Japanese Transformers and you want a Black Zarek figure, here you go. It's up for pre-order right now. He's going for $159.99, which is typical Titan price. And it should be coming out late December, early January. I pre-ordered this right when it got announced because I'm a sucker. And also, I want to see more of the Japanese exclusive Transformers come over here in some way. So I am diving on this. I kind of expected they were going to do this because they released Black Rarichi, which was a repaint of Fast Track, and that was the companion Selects. Figure to this.
Yeah,
that was the Selects companion figure to this. So I kind of expected it to happen. I'm thrilled. I'm really, really happy. It's another Titan figure. So let's start with Jeremy. Are you going to get Black Zarek?
I would love to get Black Zarek. $150 toy is not in the budget right now. I don't know if you know, I'm buying a house.
Really? This is the first I'm hearing of this.
It is a toy that I would love to get. And if it sticks around into the summer, I might work it into the budget. I do think we need more Transformers with eye patches, just as a rule.
More robots with eye patches in general. Anyone who does robots, more eye patches.
Right. I think, especially if it's like a welded on looking eye patch. But this one looks great too. I like it. I love the colors on this thing. The gold and red and black just really work well together. I have never owned a Scorponok period, and I would love to get any version of this mold. I just think it looks fantastic.
All right. Daryl, what about you? You like Titan figures. Did you pre-order Black Zarek?
I do like Titan figures. I am on the fence on it because this is a spicy meatball. And I mentioned it before, but all of the Titan figures that I have, I've been able to get through the comic store that I work at because it buys them and gets them in. And then I just work the cost off and it doesn't feel like I've spent any money and I just walk out with a free figure. So, this would cost me real money. And, that's a lot of money to actually put down on a figure. The colors are great. This is a really cool figure. And it's one of those ones that I'm like, if I miss it, am I really going to miss it? Like, so I'm on the fence, but I do really want it, but I don't know if I need it. It's one of those kind of situations. So I'm looking at it with a lot of wanting eyes, but it all depends on what happens in the next little while. I don't know whether you know, but I had a kid, so he's taking a lot of my time and money, and then the wife doesn't bring in much of an income right now. So, yeah, we've all got things going on that are not toys right now, but I'm still managing to buy cheap stuff.
You know, you could do like I did with my MP10 and use it for scale pictures just for the baby as he grows.
It's true.
I like that. All right, Charles, I know that you are now, you've tasted what it's like to have a really, really big figure. So now that's all you want. You want these giant figures. So you're getting Black Zarek, right?
Well, I don't know if you know, but I already have three children and their college is coming soon. So, you know, we've all got things to worry about.
Apparently I don't. I'm the only one who's just throwing money at Transformers.
No, I'm so personally, this is not for me. I'm not a huge fan of Scorponok in general. And Black Zarek, of course, he's from the Japanese cartoon, so I never really watched that, so not doesn't hold a lot of nostalgia for me. But I am happy to see Hasbro doing this and putting it like as in their exclusive channel, like putting it in their online channel to basically see if the market is interested in this, because this is I don't think they've really done a Titan repaint before. Like, in the years that they've done Titan, they've put out Titan class figures, they've done all the major city bots and a couple of combiners, but they've never done a repaint of a city bot.
They did one.
Oh, did they?
I was going to say you're right, but I think they did. It was in the Legends market and it was only in Japan. It was a Grand Maximus repaint of Fortress Maximus.
Okay. All right. Well, that's in the Japanese market. So the fact that it's here, that they're basically making it globally available, I think is significant. So I hope that continues. I mean, also Hasbro Pulse has been really, trying to enable, people to get access to all the Japanese exclusive, market items as well. Like the Generation Selects line has been really good at getting access to, Japanese only figures that really aren't really mainly produced for the Western market, but Hasbro Pulse allows you to have access to them. Also, the Masterpiece figures, like all the Japanese Masterpiece figures, Hasbro essentially, it seems like Hasbro has given up on doing North American releases for Masterpiece figures. They'll just import all the Japanese figures and make them available through their website, which I think is fine. I mean, it definitely will, you know, save people on shipping and import costs to just do it from, you know, through Hasbro, and they get a cut of the money too. So I'm sure they're happy about that. But yeah, I mean, I like this trend of channeling more Japanese characters into the North American market for the people who are interested in them. So I hope this does well, and I hope this allows Hasbro to continue to justify doing that. But it's not for me.
I will say one other thing that I'm really happy about is the fact that the price tag is the same as a normal Titan class figure. Whereas when we were getting like the Generation Select C-Cons, they were all much pricier than their size class warranted.
Mm.
So it's good to see they're doing that. But I hope you're right, Charles, and I hope that people buying this says to Hasbro, like, hey, bring us more of the Japanese stuff, because I want a mainline Star Saber. Like, mm-hmm. more than anything, I want a mainline Star Saber that's not a Masterpiece. So come on, Hasbro. Please. Little bit.
They could do a Metro Titan as a repaint, too.
They could.
That's a really nice color palette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could also just re-release Metroplex. I'd really love that, so I could get one for a reasonable price. But
I'm just gonna I enjoy mine being, like, worth $600. It's
right? Anyway, that's all I've got this week, so I think we're ending on Charles.
All right, well, I have one little thing I wanted to mention. This is not my main topic, but since we talked about Unicron last week, and we're going to continue talking about Unicron and Trips to the Store this week, I wanted to just mention that Hasbro put out an official transformation video. And this helped me transform my Unicron. So for people who are, if you're struggling, you can check this out. Of course, I'm sure there are lots of fan, and reviewer videos out there that do a great job as well. Probably even a better job. One thing I did notice was in this video starts with Unicron already in planet mode, already attached to the stand, which, that was one of my major issues with getting the figure, like getting it onto the stand. So I think they should have started with how do you get the thing on the stand first. They didn't. And that's a major thing they left out that I did have to go and find another video to figure that out. But anyway, it's a good video. It's only 15 minutes. So, I guess the hour transformation is you can do it in under an hour. I'll say it shouldn't take you that long once you've got all the little kinks worked out. But
it seems like this video should have been longer. Obviously, they've done it many times, so they know the ins and outs. Yeah. But I think videos like this need to take their time,
mm-hmm.
and even slow-mo stuff so you can
mm-hmm.
more clearly see how things work.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you want to, like, because I think a lot of the difficulty with transforming him is when you're unfolding the panels and stuff, there's a lot of like plastic clacking and clicking, and
you want to know the sounds are accurate.
Yeah, it sounds like you're breaking plastic when you're just unhooking tabs. So you have to get over that, and then hopefully you don't actually break anything while you're transforming it.
Yeah, this weekend I was using some of Imgo's videos to help me transform some of my Masterpiece figures to put them back in boxes. And I had to like do like half speed in YouTube sometimes just so it wouldn't get past the part I was on while I was, mm-hmm. you know, still working on it.
Yeah. All right. So now on to my main topic. This was something that I found really interesting. This is a third party figure from Masterbind Creations, and this is Eris Kultur. And this is not, so if you remember, Masterbind Creations put out a Kultur figure a while ago, which was Tarn, their version of Tarn. This is not Tarn, but it kind of is Tarn, but not exactly. It's a kind of female version of Tarn, or Tarn's companion or girlfriend, or just a alternate universe where Tarn was female, or I'm not really sure.
That's the one. I think that's the one.
Okay.
It's a character who has the ability to mimic any combatant.
Oh.
And so she changed herself to look like Tarn, I think.
Okay.
It's on the page on Planet Steel Express, there's an entire bio on it.
Oh, yeah, I see now. Lady Eris is a bot with outlier ability that the mad scientist Syaxis experimented on. He took her ability to mimic any combatant and enhanced it. Lady Eris's outlier ability can now transmogrify her exoskeleton along with giving her the same skill set of any combatant. Since she is a fan of the strong gladiators in the battle pits, she's often seen mimicking a pit champion's skills and body types while conducting secret assassination missions for Syaxis as his top agent.
So she's Taskmaster.
Apparently.
Marvel Comics.
Yes.
It's a nice tie-in with the upcoming Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
So this is a cool figure. I mean, she's got a Tarn mask. She's got a Decepticon mask that looks almost but not quite like the Decepticon symbol. So we're not breaking any, we're not violating any trademarks. But it is, it's fully removable, which is cool. And I think this is a great looking figure. It's really cool, really stylish, very poseable, transforms into a tank. And this is, yeah. So, you know, contrasting this with the Windblade model kit that we just talked about, this is just the right of robotic for me. So I think it's a cool looking figure. And I'm impressed by the idea behind this design and, yeah, I never knew I wanted a female version of Tarn, but here we are. It looks cool. Daryl, what do you think of this figure?
I think it looks awesome. It confused me for a bit because this was announced, like it started dropping on the Mastermind Creations Facebook pages and stuff like that on April 1st. And I'm like, here we go. Another joke from Mastermind Creations, because they always do this. And I mean, I saw the pictures and I'm like, eh, like they, I'm, I started thinking they did a lot of work into this joke because this looks real. And, it's very cool. I like the, this kind of other world dimension kind of character bio they've given to it, where it's, yeah, it's kind of a, it's Tarn's companion kind of thing, but she's from another, you know, reality. But she's, you know, she's also a full on ass kicker in her own right. The tank mode she turns into is fucking awesome. I really like that as well. I like this figure quite a bit. It's very cool. Yeah, I'm on the fence about whether or not to get it. It says that it's a Planet Steel Express figure, which almost puts it out of my reach, because getting it from them to here is it's not the easiest thing to do. I was hoping that maybe a company like Ages 3 and Up would get some or something like that, and I could get it from them. But I don't see anything like that yet. But it's a very cool figure. I'm hoping that you know, we get TF Cons back and stuff like that, and maybe we can get some through them. But yeah, I like it. It's very cool.
Yeah, and apparently the prices, if you are going through Planet Steel Express, the price there is a little bit over $100, so $106.74 or $830 Hong Kong dollars. So, and that, I don't think that includes shipping. So whatever the shipping cost is, add a bunch to that. All right, Dr. Pants, what do you think of this figure?
Every time I look at it and I see pictures, the same word goes through my mind, no matter which picture it is, and that is sexy. This figure is sexy in every way possible. And I'm not saying because it's a fembot. It's just a really, really good-looking figure. The proportions are great. I love that mask, and then the face sculpt underneath looks great. The articulation looks absolutely fantastic. It has individually articulated fingers, and like, I can't imagine this figure's gigantic given you know, how big Coulter was and everything, it's probably not that big. But, like, this looks really, really good. And that tank mode, oh my God, it's, I'm going to say it again, it's sexy. Everything about it. So
she's about 8 inches tall, 20.5 centimeters.
So, yeah, that's really impressive then that she's got individually articulated fingers. That's nuts. Mm-hmm. And there's metal in her, too. So I'm assuming there's diecast somewhere. The only problem is I went to Plant Steel Express while you guys were talking about this, and the price on there is now $129.89, and it is not available to pre-order.
Mm.
So I'm assuming they hit their limit, because I know a lot of people went nuts for this when it was announced. I'm hoping they do a second run because I would really like to pick up this figure. I don't own a Tarn or a Coulter or anything, and I would love this figure. I think it just looks absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. All right, Jeremy, is this something you're willing to default on your mortgage for?
It is not, but it is a really good figure. I mean, I'm not the biggest third-party buyer, but third-party doing an original character based on existing characters, I mean, that's more in line with, I think, a lot of people that have problems with third-party might be more okay with this figure. I mean, personally, I don't have a big problem with third party, even though I admit that they are doing IP theft. But with this, the only thing you could really get them on is probably the face mask. And even then, like you said, it's different enough, probably. I really like the design of the figure. She has a distinct kind of feline appearance. If you look at her unmasked head, there's clearly like little cat ears and kind of cat face. And then her chest also kind of, if you look at it, resembles like cat eyes and nose.
Hmm.
I think that's interesting because the tank mode, you know, it's not a cat at all. There's no other references to being a cat. And I wonder if maybe they're going to do a beast version at some point in the future and they're just kind of laying the seeds. I think that'd be really neat. But yeah, I mean, I agree with everything that you guys have said. This is an amazing looking figure. Especially, I think the tank mode, I love the way they're using that double barrel. I think it is really cool. And then it being like attaching onto her arm, it's a really nice kind of take on Tarn and then just flip it all around and turn the concept into a whole new character. I think it's great.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, that's all our toy topics. So now we will move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition on our YouTube channel. But we'll put the audio right here so you can keep listening as we describe everything we got in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, let's get into the stuff we got this week, and we'll start off with Jeremy.
All right, I have a couple things. I made it to the comic store, and I had a couple of comics in my box. The Back to the Future Transformers number 3. This is the Juan Samu cover. Really dynamic. I like it. And then Transformers War World or Transformers number 28, and this is the Casey Collar John Paul Bove cover. And this is so nice. I love Casey covers. And then As I am packing, if you can tell from my boxes, been boxing up a bunch of my figures that I've had on display behind me. One I just finished boxing up, so I'm not going to get it out again. But I don't know, the Velcro just came off. But my thrilling 30 Year of the Horse Masterpiece 10 Optimus Prime.
Ooh.
With the clear trailer and the gold highlights and the weird mixture of the Autobot logo and Year of the Horse thing. But still, it's MP10. It's a great figure. And the box is bigger than a U-Haul medium box. So I'm going to try to figure out how, you know, I guess I'm going to fill up a large box with Transformer boxes now because I have to get this somehow.
Just take it by itself.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a few things like Unicron that's going to go over to the new place by itself. But anyway, that is all I got this week.
All right. Next, Dr. Pants.
It was a light month for me. I had a lot of trouble finding anything out in the stores. But I did get a bunch of stuff online, so we'll talk about that. And the first one is thanks again to r/Transformers Trading. So thank you, Daryl. You are solely responsible for this. one of my favorite figures from Siege was Crosshairs, but he didn't come with his partner, so I got Pinpointer from somebody on there. They had the Lionizer and Pinpointer that came with the Netflix Megatron, and all they wanted was Crosshair's hammer weapon that he came with, and I said, if you can give me his normal Target Master, you can have the hammer. I don't care, so I got a Pinpointer to go along with it, because for some reason, even though we had Battle Masters, the two Target Masters that were regular retail, their Target Masters were not regular retail, because that made sense. My other figure, this one's a weird one, I got Movie 2007 Dropkick.
Wonder what that one was from.
Yeah. I watched a certain toy reviewer do an entire video on the movie figures, saw this, and I was like, that looks cool, and there was a dirt cheap one on eBay, and you know what? It's a fun figure. The transformation's really, really cool. I like the way the arms work and everything. The weapon's dumb. It's this big shield with pincers, but I love that you can, like, can I actually turn it? Can I get my fat fingers around this? They actually pinch if you turn the little dial. So, I enjoy it. I missed out on those figures. Like, around 2005 to 2008, I wasn't really buying Transformers, so it's cool to kind of go back and see what was going on then. And then, my last one, everyone knows that I love big bots.
And you cannot lie.
I can't lie. I have to tell only the truth. This is another one from Transformers Trading. Somebody had this up for a good price, so I got a Power Baser.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a big boy.
He's a real big boy, and he is just amazing. But somebody was selling him, and I think he has the upgrade set for him, too, because he's got the chrome thighs and something with the head as part of the upgrade. I want to say it's the red eyes on it. But, yeah, so somebody was selling this for a really decent price, way better than even the re-release price was. So I snagged him on there, and he's going to go real well with Athena and Cab and the other one that Fans Hobby's putting out. I can't remember, but yeah.
You guys are making use of those stimulus checks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not moving. I don't have kids. Don't have to worry about college. It's toys! Sorry, guys.
All right.
I'm happy for you. I'm very happy for you. A little jealous, but I'm happy.
We can live vicariously.
Yep. Daryl, move on to you. You have lots of kids going to college.
No, those are my kids. They won't go to college.
those kids will pay for college.
Yeah. So I got one comic. This is Transformers number 28, the War World Casey Collar cover. Really wicked cover. And yeah, just a great cover. Love Casey's work. Another thing, and I posted this on Twitter this week, when I went to my comic book shop, they're like, hey, do you want one of these? And I'm like, what is it? And they're like, oh, it's a comic book carrying case or, you know, whatever for, you know, you take them to the conventions and stuff and you can carry your books in them. And I'm like, oh, cool. So, yeah, I got one. So it's got all the new art on it, but it's got some books in it there. It's got those ones that we ordered, the Megatron ones in there. And I think they're upside down, but yeah, whatever. So yeah, they're in there, and it's pretty cool. It's got the same thing, a Sarah Peter Durocher art on both sides, and Gabriel Rodriguez art, and some Andrew Griffith art on the inside. So yeah.
How many comics does it hold?
I don't know. It's not
50 or
it's not. No, not that many. It's got 9 of them in right now, and it's almost full. So I might be able to squeeze 12 in.
Okay. So you won't be able to use it at conventions at all.
No, it's not a short box. The other thing I got, this thing here, I've had it for a few weeks now, probably a couple months actually. And I've just been kind of waiting for a time to show it. It's not complete. It's missing one missile, but this is Action Masters Wheeljack. It's a new month. Okay. It's Action Masters month. So this is Action Masters Wheeljack. He's missing one of his blue missiles. I can't find it anywhere. So I'm going to hopefully find it at the next TFCon that happens. But yeah, he's cool. These little vehicles, this is Wheeljack, a car driving a car. this is Action Masters for you. But the car does transform. He flips that up. These doors flip up. This is a whole kind of mask deal. The car is actually a Ferrari Testarossa, I believe, or might be a Ferrari 512. I'm not entirely sure. This is a children's toy. But, yeah, everything kind of transforms there. And now you've got a little hover vehicle thingamabob for Wheeljack there. But, yeah, it's fun and cool and whatever. This is what Action Masters was. And the last thing that I've got this week, and this is something that I just kind of pulled out of a bag just because I was looking for something this week that I hadn't actually bought and forgot that I had the Wheeljack. This is G1 Beast War Black Arachnia, and it's complete. Although I did make an alteration to it because the string that held the missile to the butt was ripped and torn, so I just removed it. So it looks a little cleaner now, but yeah.
The head mold is straight up tarantulas, right?
Oh, yeah. The whole thing is tarantulas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a tarantulas as well, but it's not complete. So, but yeah, this thing is complete except for the string now. So, but yeah, everything's tight on it. Nice tight joints and whatnot. And it's a fun figure, I guess. It's the first rendition of Black Arachnia. So there you go. But, yeah.
I always loved that you had to pop the legs off to use them as missiles.
Yeah. But then it came with its own missile. Like, what's the point of having the legs being missiles if you got a missile? I don't understand.
It didn't have a string on it?
I guess.
No, I don't know.
Could put your eye out with it.
I miss when toys could do that.
but hey, that's it. That's all that I got this week. A few older toys. I mean, that's my MO. I'm going to have a lot of older stuff.
All right. I will end things with what I've got. First off,
I wonder what it is.
So I got an Easter treat for my wife. It's Hershey's Kisses with a prize inside. collect all five Transformers. Sorry, the focus is not working there.
I thought it was in focus. This picture was just shit.
But anyway, so we open it up. And
is this a live unboxing?
No, I already opened it, but it's just Hershey's. It's four Hershey's Kisses and a little terrible Bumblebee. I think this is the Evergreen design, like Cyberverse. I don't know. It's not detailed enough to really tell. It's just yellow, so it's Bumblebee.
Is that what you guys get instead of Hershey's? Cadbury egg, or what is it? Kinder eggs.
Kinder eggs.
We aren't trusted with those.
We can have all the guns we want, but we can't put toys inside chocolates. That'll be dangerous. Yeah, that's too dangerous.
Too dangerous.
All right. Now I do have my Unicron. It took me a week, but I managed to transform Unicron from planet mode to robot mode. So I do have it here. I'm going to have to back the table up a little bit. So hold on just a minute. Resuming out. Now, just for scale, here is my Transformers Armada Unicron. He's pretty big, isn't he? He's a sizable figure. You know, it's kind of big.
For 2005.
Now, let's see if I think I need two hands for this guy. Okay, here we go. Oh boy, here he is.
Oh my god.
Unicron, the Chaos Bringer. I can't even get the whole figure in the frame here.
Damn.
Here's the Autobot shuttle. Of course, the Autobot shuttle was already destroyed before Unicron was in robot mode, but he can hold the shuttle in his hand, you know, as a light snack. But yeah, this guy's huge. He does stand on his own. You can put him on the stand, but he can stand on his own without the... And I just dropped the shuttle. I'll get it. But
yeah, if you can find it.
It's gone forever.
No, I can see it. I can see it on the ground. He does stand on his own, but the plastic stand does give him support, even in robot mode, but he can stand by himself. The kibble is, I mean, It's manageable. It's you can see in the legs. There's a lot of kibble there, and then the back. There you can see
his turtle shell.
Yeah, but it's still. I mean, all the stuff pegs together. It's stable. So you know, it's not too bad. But it does. He looks better from the front. I'll just say that.
Are you gonna try the like? Having the planet mode separate?
No, I'm not going to attempt that.
What do you think is some kind of engineer?
But I did want to show the alternate face. So here's the alternate the beat up face that you can swap his faceplate out. So I didn't show that last week, but there it is. But yeah, he's going to stay in robot mode for a little while and see if I can and then I'll put him back in planet mode later. But yeah, this is a big guy.
It's an impressive figure.
And yeah, I'm having fun with him.
Good.
Let me see if I can
get the little guy up here too. There's
the little brother.
It's like his child.
Circle of life.
Wow.
You should transform the Armada one and have the new one holding it up.
All right.
Oh, now if I can put this down. Oh boy.
Impressive, I'm jealous. Charles.
I'm very happy we didn't hear a crash and a flurry of curses from.
I wish I had one of those things.
Yeah.
You will. Me in too. A year.
Just look and. Dream.
Just close your eyes and pretend.
No, mine's right behind Jeremy.
Yeah, I know. it's right oh, there. I know. I was pretend. Good job hiding that. By the way,
yeah, just let it be known to you know Hasbro. Anyone that wants to tell us anything, we can keep secrets.
Daryl's gonna have Jeremy make a special run to Autobot City in London, Ontario.
I mean, who knows? By the next recording, I'll have my second vaccine, so who knows? I could drive up in the summer.
Maybe.
Road trip.
I'm gonna talk to the university in town and see if I can get your wife a conference here.
I think they're still restricting international travel for her job.
Damn.
All right, that'll do it for this week's Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and we will finish up the show with convention news.
All right, this is just a reminder that Friday, April 9th, is the Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest, which is going to have stuff from all the Hasbro properties, but in particular, most importantly, it's going to have Transformers stuff. We're expecting to hear more on the Kingdom line for sure. I think they've said maybe some of the Netflix stuff, but they just announced they had John Barber post a video on the Hasbro Pulse YouTube channel talking about what IDW has. And I know this is not alt mode, but since it's coming up on Friday, we wanted to talk about it. He announced that they're going to be talking about a new series that I think it's a limited series, but something new coming from IDW that they can't reveal until this event that is going hand in hand with something Hasbro's doing. So I don't know exactly if this is going to be a new toy line crossover or what, but the comic is going to have Hasbro Pulse exclusive character focus covers by one KCW caller. And that is exciting for me. And it might get me to sign up for the Hasbro Pulse premium thing again. Just really quick, what do you guys think this could be about? Any ideas?
He said it was something that fans have been asking for a long time. I have no idea. I mean, maybe another crossover, but I mean, what other 80s crossover could we do? Knight Rider Transformers?
Transformers Ninja Turtles.
Ooh, that could be it.
Ninja Turtles crossover with everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only other really hot property right now.
Yeah.
Like Ninja Turtles and maybe Masters of the Universe, but I don't see them doing anything right now.
So we get a part
of, because they have the Kevin Smith
stuff. A party wagon Transformer.
Yeah. Unless they announce like what's coming out after Kingdom, and they're talking about comic line based on that, depending on what it is, I don't know. But I'd love a Ninja Turtles Transformer. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm with you. It would be really good. I'm more concerned that it's obviously this is Hasbro Pulse fan event, fan fest. So everything Hasbro Pulse is much more difficult for me to ascertain. So I'm excited for everything. Whether or not the exclusives and all this other stuff that they kind of get, you know, announced is still available to me through places like EB Games and Toys R Us and shit like that. But as long as I'm still able to get it, then I'm okay with it. Then do whatever the hell you guys want to do, then that's fine. My main concern is just getting the stuff. And that's my priority, with it. I'd love to be able to just order directly from Hasbro Pulse, and that's, but getting stuff from EB Games has been almost the exact same. As far as the stuff from IDW and things like that, I'm very happy to get, any kind of cover that Casey's doing, because he's just a great cover artist, and I wish he would do more, interior work, but that's not in his wheelhouse right now. I'm all for it. I'm excited for what they're going to talk about. Really looking forward to it.
Cool. All right. Well, that is all we got for convention news right now. If you are in Wisconsin, Dairy Con is this weekend. I will not be going because I will be getting my second vaccine, and I probably wouldn't be going anyway just because we're still in a global pandemic. But if you are, mask up and you can go, and I'm sure it'll be fun for the people that are there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take precautions.
Yeah. And they're taking precautions too, but I don't feel safe.
We all want conventions back. So, you know, some places are rushing them, and it's might not be the best idea, but it's up to you what you feel comfortable with. And if these places are doing precautions and they're only letting a certain amount of people in, and, you know, it's a small little local show kind of thing, then that's cool. But, you know, take precautions. It's pretty much everything. And we've been in this thing long enough to know what is a safe number and what's not.
Yeah.
All right. And that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Dr. Pants, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you online?
You can find me and my friends online at Nerdstradamus.com. Our main focus is a YouTube channel, which is Nerdstradamus. You can find us there. We also have a Facebook page, Instagram and Twitter. Instagram and Facebook are actually where we post the most. We're Nerdstradamus there. We are on Twitter, which is NerdstradamusDL for down low. And just make sure to check out our stuff. We try and post weekly on YouTube with all kinds of videos about video games and whatnot. This past month was March Mechness, and we did get two Transformers-themed videos out. We did one with the Transmissions podcast that I talked about in the beginning of the episode. We also did one where I quizzed my co-host on Transformers knowledge and then forced him to transform a bunch of toys he had never seen before. And I don't know what I was thinking, because I died a little inside. But check it out. You might enjoy it. But,
did he break anything?
He did not break anything, thankfully. He was actually very cautious about touching some of them because he thought he would break them. So I give him props for that. And then if you want to find just me, I am DrPants1412 on Twitter.
All right. And as always, we end the show with Masterpiece Donatrion shoutouts. So we've got to give a shout out to John4x11good and Dinobot Maximize. Thank you guys for continuing to support us at the highest level. And that's why you get a shout out at every episode. And we've got merchandise on our TeePublic store. That's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And our store is on sale this week from April 7th through 8th. So today, this podcast drops on April 7th. And so today and tomorrow, our shop will be on sale. The entire TeePublic store will be on sale. So everything will be 35% off. And you can still really help out the show by going and buying everything through our link, transmissionspodcast.com/shop. Anything you buy from TeePublic through our link will help out the show. And that includes EJ Sue's new store that he's just put up. So,
I don't know if it's new. I just noticed.
Oh, okay. New to me. It's there.
If you want some EJ Sue art on a shirt or something, he has a store there.
So help him out and help us out at the same time. All right, that's it for transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.